Welcome to Dolphin Stadium in Miami, for the game between the New York Mets and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Angel Pagan. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting third. The third baseman, David Wright. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carlos Beltran. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Daniel Murphy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeff Francoeur. Batting seventh. The catcher, Josh Thole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Anderson Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim Redding. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tim Redding. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The first baseman, Nick Johnson. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Uggla. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Baker. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Cody Ross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cameron Maben. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ricky Nolasco. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Ricky Nolasco. And now, play ball. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castillo for the out. Two outs. David Wright is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coughlin hits a fly ball into left field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cantu hits a line drive into left field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carlos Beltran batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beltran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ross. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Beltran moves to third. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francoeur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Josh Thole is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uggla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball towards center. Maben settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Maben. Tim Redding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redding bunts, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Baker and he is out, Ramirez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Uggla hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross strikes out. 2 outs. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maben hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. 1 out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. 2 outs. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Ricky Nolasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nolasco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Coughlin takes first base on ball 4. Nolasco moves to second. Nick Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 0 for 1 in the game. Cantu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beltran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beltran strikes out. 1 out. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francoeur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Francoeur hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Uggla is 0 for 1 in the game. Uggla hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Baker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Josh Thole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thole is 0 for 1 in the game. Thole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Nolasco covering, for the out. One out. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Redding is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Redding is 0 for 1 in the game. Redding hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maben is 0 for 1 in the game. Maben hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Nolasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nolasco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nolasco bunts, foul, towards first. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coughlin hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maben moves to second. Nick Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Mets 3, Marlins, 3. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantu is 0 for 2 in the game. Cantu hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pagan. Cantu reaches second base with a double. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ugla is 0 for 2 in the game. Ugla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 3. The Mets will come to bat. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Nolasco covering. Safe. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There goes Castillo. The throw from Baker and he is safe. Castillo steals second. Carlos Beltran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beltran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beltran takes first base on ball 4. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Nolasco covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. John Baker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Francoeur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maben is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maben hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francoeur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Francoeur strikes out. 1 out. Josh Thole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thole is 0 for 2 in the game. Thole strikes out. 2 outs. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Gabby Sanchez pinch hits for Ricky Nolasco. Gabby Sanchez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sanchez takes first base on ball 4. Emilio Bonifacio pinch runs for Gabby Sanchez. Pedro Feliciano now pitching. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coughlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Bonifacio moves to second. Nick Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez is walked intentionally. Sean Green now pitching. Brian Schneider now catching. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cantu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cantu hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francoeur. Cantu reaches second base with a double. Bonifacio scores. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Marlins. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ugla is 0 for 3 in the game. Ugla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Castillo. Cantu moves to third. Ken Takahashi now pitching. Wes Helms pinch hits for John Baker. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Brendan Donnelly now pitching. Jorge Cantu now playing first base. Wes Helms now playing third base. Ronnie Paulino now catching. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schneider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla misplays the ball. That's an error on Ugla. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagan bunts towards third. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schneider moves to second. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Castillo bunts towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. Schneider moves to third. Pagan moves to second. One out. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright strikes out. Paulino drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wright out. There goes Schneider. He's safe. There goes Pagan. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Marlins. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Beltran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beltran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 4. The Marlins will come to bat. Bobby Parnell now pitching. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Maben is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maben hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Paulino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Leo Nunez now pitching. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Francoeur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Francoeur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Jeremy Reed pinch hits for Bobby Parnell. Jeremy Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to third. Francoeur moves to second. Corey Sullivan pinch hits for Anderson Hernandez. Corey Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Francoeur scores. Reed moves to second. It's 6-5, Mets. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schneider is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneider bunts in front of the plate. Paulino fields it and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. 1 out. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagan is walked intentionally. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wright is 0 for 4 in the game. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Marlins 5. The Marlins will come to bat. Wilson Valdez now playing shortstop. Francisco Rodriguez now pitching. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ross Glode pinch hits for Leo Nunez. Ross Glode batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Glode hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Carroll pinch runs for Ross Glode. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cantu strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Florida Marlins, 5. Goodbye from Dolphin Stadium in Miami.